Greetings and welcome, everyone. It's All You Can Geek Movie Cast, episode 692. I'm one of your hosts, Jim Gast, joined by Mike Snooty.
What's up?
Corey Feinsod.
I'm back.
He's back. And Tony Korkanakis.
Hey, you.
The pillar. The always here. Didn't have to come back because he's always here. Sorry. I'm giving Tony some cred.
I said the pillar.
I said the pillar.
I thought you were talking about Corey still.
No. I said always, you know. But welcome back, Corey. Guys, welcome to 692. Excuse me while I just pour a little beverage. But welcome, guys. We're on Twitch Tuesday night starting at 8 o'clock. If you're watching this on Twitch, we appreciate it. But subscribe so you know when we go live. Leave us a comment as well. We'd like to communicate with you guys on here. If you're watching this on YouTube, though, subscribe. Make sure you hit that subscribe and like button over there. We appreciate that. Helps us quite a bit. Let's get started, guys. What have we been up to? Kicking it off, I will say that I've watched only a few things, but I did watch the first episode of the kids' dark thing on...
What?
The Discovery Channel thing? The kids...
What are you talking about, Jim?
Only you know what this is. Only you know what this is.
I'm doing the dark side of TV. That's what it is. The dark side of TV.
We also have
a dark image.
Quiet on the set. That's what the Nickelodeon one.
Yeah.
Rick Bell.
Yeah, Quiet on the Set. That's the one. Thank you. Sorry, I'm also diagnosing a little bit of a podcast issue. We don't have any video at the moment, Tony. So
Twitch.
Yeah, I don't see. Yeah.
Yeah, we're on. We'll keep it rolling, guys. Welcome to Twitch. We're live now. Sorry on YouTube if you hadn't any video there for a little bit, but so the dark side, what is it called again?
It's called Quiet on the Set.
Okay.
Not close.
I call it the dark side of TV. So the Nickelodeon thing where with the kids, and it's just the first episode was like just horrible. It makes you like reevaluate all those shows I watched and enjoy. Like I didn't watch those shows necessarily. I missed that generation essentially. Luckily, I mean, Salute Your Shorts, I think I watched a little bit of. That was about it. I was a big Double Dare fan, stuff like that, the older stuff. But that was that's pretty bad. Other than that, X-Men, right? I mean, I watched the X-Men third episode. We talked about it last week, guys. Who watched it on here? Tony?
Yeah, I watched it.
Mike, Corey?
I don't have Disney Plus right now.
Oh, Corey doesn't have Disney Plus. I absolutely love the episode. It looks. I'm really enjoying this. This is like, can't believe how good this has been. We talked about it last week. Mike, what did you think?
Well, I don't know. I can only get into like a spoiler talk about certain things. But it does look like they are going to blitz through some storylines. Like they did this whole thing all at once, which I'm fine with because I didn't want to sort of marinate on this particular storyline. But I could see how some fans of maybe this arc wouldn't appreciate that it was kind of one and done.
Yeah, I don't mind a fast pace, but one episode for this is kind of like, it just kind of felt like, what was the point of doing this then if we're just gonna
end the story in 20 minutes? Was this these episodes like 25 minutes?
No, they're a little longer than that, but not much.
Yeah, I think you get a 30 minute episode.
Okay.
I don't know any of the story. I don't want them to linger on something like that.
What comic book are they basing this off of, this story?
It's
the Madeline Pryor stuff.
Yeah, clone thing.
Green Gray.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is why my unpopular opinion is I don't particularly care for the Phoenix Saga either. When they do these big like storylines that have really nothing to do with the whole like mutants versus like Sentinels versus like the prejudice they deal with, like when they just get into like space bullshit or clone bullshit, I'm like,
Yeah, that's why I don't mind them not. I don't mind them going into like, they didn't go into more detail, and I'm okay with it. Like I'm okay with this. Like yeah, well we might get.
I do feel like fans of this arc probably aren't okay with it being sort of so self-contained. Now, it might not be as self-contained as it looks.
I don't think it's going to be.
But it was things were quick. There wasn't the whole like, there wasn't a whole lot of mystery about in the end about like, you know, who or why per se, which might have been part of what people liked about this. And also, there's a few other things where if we went into the weeds, really, sort of contradicts some stuff we've seen from the old series. Then again, it would also create like time, like what paradoxes as well, because certain character discovered a way to have a solution to a problem that, well, he wouldn't have even been the one discovering the problem if the problem didn't happen. So, if you know what I mean.
I'm trying to keep it
vague to avoid like explicit spoilers, but
just say Scott gets around
time travel.
Yeah, just say Scott gets around.
Well, not necessarily, whatever, it doesn't matter.
He does. I'm not wrong. Scott's a player.
This is, everyone was so high on like how awesome Cyclops was portrayed in the first one. He doesn't come across too well in this episode.
No, he felt more like the old school Cyclops. Now, there's no combat really for him. Well, a little bit in this, but
I laughed out loud. He shows up one place and just gets blasted off the screen almost immediately.
Yeah. So like, I don't know, uh-oh. Tony, you're looking like perplexed. What's up?
I mean, I guess I don't follow his opinion. Like, a character has to be badass like 100% of the time.
No, I'm not saying that, but I just feel like people are just like, so like, oh my god, this is a new Cyclops after the first episode. It's like, no, he can do cool things now. There's more, you know, animated, like, you know, move sets here, but like, he's still Cyclops of the X-Men, you know?
Yeah. I mean, he's still Cyclops.
He's a badass. It's just Fox liked to portray him as like a weenie, and that led to an entire generation just thinking Scott was a weenie.
Yeah, I mean, you got to remember that old Fox cartoon, they weren't even allowed to punch people.
Right.
So, like, you're really held with what you can do, especially with optic blasts that burns holes through people.
Yeah.
So,
concussive, not heat, though.
Right.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I like the episode. I understand you guys want maybe one more story. I like the containment of it. Like, I feel like.
I mean, the thing is, like, I would have been fine if it was like a two-parter or something like that. Sure, but, like,
I give you that.
I mean, the thing is, I'm not even a big fan of the storyline because I just. Anytime they introduce clones and all that stuff, I'm just like,
that's why I was okay with what we got. Myself.
Like, it's not nowhere near as bad as the clone saga from Spider-Man, but it's still like, about like okay,
the opposite of this. Like, just think about what's worse. The opposite end of the spectrum, we get the Savage Land version of this. Do we want that? Like, that was forever, that show. Like, the Savage Land took forever on this show, remember?
Like, that's fine. Like, I'd rather have it shorter than longer, but two episodes. Like, it just felt like, it just felt like they introduced this thing that should be a big deal for like most of the X family, really. And then it's just like, yeah, you know what? Who knows what's going to happen, right? And this is like, well, back to the status quo. Everyone. It's like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do wonder if this means we might get a little bit of a greatest hits for certain comic book arcs.
Oh, yeah. I'm absolutely sure.
You know, hit on a few things real quick and then move on. Which yeah, I don't mean, know. I don't know if that's exactly what I want from this, but we'll see.
I mean, the thing is, they already hit along a decent amount of storylines in the original run. I'm actually wondering if we're going to get into the stuff that like was around the 97 era and a little past it, like Age of Apocalypse, maybe. Like, that would be kind of sick if they explore that, right? Because Magneto does lead the X-Men.
The Age of Apocalypse Marvel Champions set just came out.
Exactly. So it's like,
I cannot stress this enough. That is the greatest Magneto of all time.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're moving towards that, it seems like, here, from what I've heard. I haven't seen any of the show yet, really, so I can't speak to it too much, but I'd love to see an Age of Apocalypse. Like,
no, yeah. I would too. Like, that is really cool. I think Evolution even teased at it a little bit, but like it was right before they got canceled or whatever. Yeah. It's like, like that's when that show was actually like really good. That last season. I was like,
that hit stride. Cool. It did.
Wondering if maybe the success of this will lead them to like, maybe a couple years down the line, we could do Evolution.
Yeah.
But I digress. What I want to say about this episode was I really love like the cool bits of nostalgia here that like, unless you know, like they don't, It's not like a Leia, like, oh, this is her blaster holder origin. Like, yeah, that thing was so cool and so important to her in the original trilogy, and now we know where she got it from. It was like, hey, if you know, you know. And if you don't know, it's not a big deal. So, like, when Morph switched into magic, or Ilyana Rasputin, Colossus' sister, I thought that was a cool nod, because she's been a prominent member of the X-Men in the 21st century. So, like, yeah, post the cartoon series. So I thought that was really cool to see, even if it was just, you know, Morph turning into her. But also there's a scene where they pick up a wedding picture of Scott and Jean, and it's actually the cover to the issue where they got married. Mm. I was like, oh, that's cool. That's a cool deal, yeah, right? Like, the wedding picture is the cover of the comic book. I'm like,
that's nice.
Creative. That's, yeah, it's super creative. Yeah. And then the other thing I have to say is, like, this show is so horny. Like, ugh, I was surprised with
thirst traps going on there.
I was surprised with what they were able to get away with for two bits in particular, right? One was the obvious, like, oh, this is the villainess of the episode, and she's going to be scantily clad, and it's like, oh, okay, right? And even some of the dialogue, it's like, as an adult, I understand what the subliminal messaging here is. But also there's that part where Gambit walks into an illusion. You're like, you should freak out, Mona Me.
Yeah.
You should freak out.
Yep. So, yeah.
But no, it's great. Good. It'll be interesting to see where it goes. But like I said, I have a feeling we will see Age of Apocalypse either this season
or next
season.
That sounds cool. Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Corey, anything for you?
I was traveling last week, and so not too much.
Okay.
To watch.
No, it's fine. You're on trip. That's why you're on the podcast. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why you're on the podcast. Okay. Anything back to you guys? Anything to add? Tony, Mike?
I saw Corey's recommendation. Was it the Ninja Kamui?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Ninja Kamui.
Oh, right. Yeah. That's cool. It's pretty much ninja version of John Wick and seeing badass ninja battles and stuff like that. I hope I just caught up, because, like, the last episode I watched, it kind of was like a cliffhanger almost, or whatever, and I was like, is this the last episode? And, like, it ended on an odd number, so I was like, maybe it's just I got concurrent with it and I just gotta wait. I don't know. I was just like,
no, it's not, like, it's not all out, so
okay, all right, because I was
it's ongoing.
I was like, waiting, I was like, next episode, and just like showed me something else. I was like,
oh,
there's no way that's how the season ends. That's crazy, yeah. That's ridiculous if that's how the season's gonna end. But,
yeah,
I saw that. I meant to see Dune 2 with my brother, didn't get a chance to do that. Mm. So, I think this week is one. It's unfortunate because it's no longer in IMAX now. And I was like,
is Kong in IMAX? Is that what's there?
Yeah,
I have an exclusive Kong
Godzilla. I almost went to see that, but then I was like, I've seen it already.
Speaking, I mean, we could go, unless Mike has something else.
Mike, do you have anything else to add?
No, it's all right.
All right. Yeah, Kong opened really well, 80 million opening weekend.
Best opening of the week? Or the year, I think, right?
Yeah,
And worldwide.
It downed Dune.
It killed it worldwide. I saw that.
Yeah, worldwide's been crazy. And like I said, it downed Dune Part 2, which was the previous leader here. But man, it is like, I can't believe how good that did. And it's amazing. Like, I want to see this film, but I know it's not as good as the Godzilla movie we watched. But it's at 202 million worldwide already. This movie.
You know, I think it's just what you expect out of it, right? Whereas Godzilla 1 is more of a, what I want to say, like, highbrow kind of
period piece.
Whereas, like, this is more of like a lowbrow, like, hey, get a bucket of popcorn, get a soda.
This is just classic. Just
watch these monsters fuck each other up, right?
Classic kaiju movie. Yeah.
Exactly. So, and there's room for both, clearly. The audience responded to both. So, I mean, that's cool. I think I'll check it out. I don't know when Dune 2 is first, and then I'll worry about Kong versus Godzilla.
Cool. Yeah, no, so that did 80 million. It's at 202 worldwide. Ghostbusters is still doing really well. It grossed 73 total now, so 15.5 last week, which, you know, $100 million budget, which is not a crazy budget. It's worldwide, it's doing very well too, if I remember right, wasn't it? Like, it's, well, 109 worldwide, so international did 34. So, I don't know if it's going to make its money back. We'll see.
I think it'll be worth, it might not make money. Even if it just breaks even, I think it still is worthwhile to keep the brand kind of relevant. And they always release toys. And like the Ghostbusters,
it was cheap, very right? It was so, it was really cheap to make. I mean, comparatively to these other movies.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, $100 million budget, you're not.
Yeah. Dune's at 628 worldwide.
Dune's opening, by the way, was 82. And 82. Was 80. So
I thought it was. I thought this was higher internationally. This was an open. Worldwide.
Oh, internationally, it killed it. Yeah.
So cool. All right, that's your box office. Let's get into a little bit of news here.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we? Where are we in the news? Let's talk. Well, we'll load up a couple different things here. Let's talk about Scream 7. We've talked about Scream 7 with its cast. Corey, you like the Scream stuff?
I mean, I like Scream in general, for sure. It's gotten better, actually. Some of those middle Screams were not so good.
That's what I hear. Like,
with
I didn't see the older ones. But, like, Neve Campbell and Courtney Cox coming back, does that make you excited for a Scream 7?
I don't know where they left their kids. I mean, I don't even think... I don't think anybody coming back is going to make me excited for the movie. I was like, oh, I'll check it out. But it's not like, right. Oh, yes, we're getting... Sydney Prescott back.
Sydney back, like, and wasn't she the killer? Like at some one of these episodes, I don't even know. Like, no, I don't know the story. I don't know. I thought she was or something, but all right. Well,
I mean, she kills the bad guys. If that's what you're talking about,
yeah, she does that. I know that, but all right. That's interesting news. I guess we'll see. Other news: we've got a tease by Finn Jones of an Iron Fist comic in a picture. What do we think?
Nah.
If he's not Iron Fist, I'm out.
It's not.
Hey, no, it's not gonna be. I'm out.
We'll see.
I think he's just trying to drum up, you know, my personal speculation, which has no basis other than whatever. But I think he's seeing what's his name, Matthew Cox with Daredevil and all the reception
on Birth
and probably the money. Aaron yeah, Buckley exactly. Back. He's yeah, like, I want to come back and I want money.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And you get what's her name back as
Kristen Ritter.
Yeah, Kristen Ritter's back too.
Yeah, so yeah. Like got three out of the five or whatever.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And I'm sure they get Luke Cage back.
I think
I can't imagine it'd be hard to get him back.
I just wonder if they haven't already for him. But I know that Finn Jones was a different beast for this universe. So I don't know if a lot of people want him back.
I think it was one of my most anticipated and most disappointing.
Absolutely, like, I remember we were at the Comic-Con and. We went to the panel.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We were. It used to be the way. That was the reason to go to the Comic Con. Yeah. Those panels.
New York Comic Con's was Marvel Netflix's home. Like that's where they announced stuff. We got to see Jessica Jones episode one. That was cool.
We got to sit next to the cast at the screening of. Was it Punisher or was it no? Agents of Shield.
One of the Agents of Shield and
Ghost Rider.
Oh, that's right. They came out.
I did the awkward fist bump handshake thing with Luna. What's his name?
Diego Luna, right?
Yeah, Diego Luna. Yeah.
The Ghost Rider for that show. Ghost Rider. Gabriel Luna.
Gabriel Luna.
Diego is the Ghost Rider name, isn't it?
Yeah. Gabriel Luna or Gabriel Luna, I think his name is.
Oh, I'm going to look this up so that way we don't sound like
it. But yes, we got to sit next to that cast to watch that premiere episode. That was pretty cool. That was the home of the New York kind of Marvel shows at New York Comic Con. So.
Yeah, it's Gabriel Luna.
Gabriel Luna.
Yeah.
I knew it ended in Luna, but I didn't. I thought it was
Diego. I think Diego was like his name on the show or something. Mm. His Ghost Rider.
Whatever. Yeah. Let's see.
In any event,
Robbie Reyes is Ghost Rider. What the heck?
Second season of Iron Fist was better, and I wouldn't be opposed to seeing him come back in some form. Although definitely in his
chicken.
No, I mean Colleen.
All I know is whatever you told us when we were watching, and I was like, yeah, I'm done.
And then let me just continue this with let's go with losses. Now let's go with superhero talk again. Let's keep it with superhero talk. I Am Number 4 reboot in the works from the original writers. Corey, what this refresh my memory because I thought this was a good movie.
I mean it was definitely a trashy, maybe like campy movies, but more of a
it had a good story though, didn't it?
The pleasure movie, maybe? I mean the concept was cool because it's based on a book.
Yeah,
but execution / acting, it was definitely like get the CW type actors in there and
yeah, it's
that level of book
and acting. It's about like these nine people with powers,
right?
You know, and it's kind of a superhero movie. I just remember it. Mm-hmm. I remember enjoying it, but I guess maybe it was more about the fact the concept of it. That's what it maybe was.
Yeah, it's
which means I'm excited for this. Mm-hmm. Which means I'm excited for this. Yeah, so I'm excited for this if they can do it right. So that'd be great because you can get an actual concept, you know, down on the screen finally, like a real good one. Let's see, Disney though has officially reported what they lost on Indiana Jones. $130 million. Nope. That's what they're reporting.
Expect.
That's what they're reporting.
I'm so shocked.
Oh man, who could have predicted? I'm so shocked.
Who could have absolutely predicted that last year that Indiana Jones would have been a flop? Not me. I definitely didn't say that.
I don't know who said prediction wise. It's a terrible thing.
They lost a medium movie budget. Essentially, not these days. That's like a medium movie budget these days, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Nobody fucking cares about the franchise except old people.
Yeah. It's a stuck franchise. So like they want to, I understand Disney's point of view. You want to make a movie and sell it. You want that, right? But when you have an actor who has made that role like iconic and he is, you know, doesn't have the interest, the public doesn't have the interest in that movie anymore. It's like, you can't even reboot it. Like you can't reboot it with a new character because like he's so iconic as the character. And you
reboot it. Absolutely. They already did that.
But I don't feel like they did the show.
Yeah.
I thought the show was awesome. Young Indiana Jones. But they haven't tried it since. They should. You're right, Tony. They should reboot it. But
that's what I said. I was like, why are they doing this? Fucking hiring old-ass fucking Harrison Ford to try to portray an action movie version of himself still.
Turn it into James Bond.
Is it James Bond? The Walker of Destiny? What was
this? We'll just get the guy that played Han Solo to play Young Indiana Jones.
What was his name? Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Good. I hope they learned their fucking lesson. Harrison Ford made out. He got a fucking gigantic payday. Mm-hmm. Probably the difference in that movie making money or not.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now he's going to get paid in Captain America and whatever. Thunderbolt stuff.
Yeah, I mean, hey, I can't blame him. Get paid. You know?
Get paid. Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
you're 80 years old. No, might as well.
Yeah, it's not like, at least he's not like The Rock and promoting a fucking energy drink at the same time. Oh, sorry. I also forgot to mention that is just because I thought of The Rock. I started while I'm cooking watching the first Shazam.
Yeah.
On HBO Plus, and
yeah,
nothing wrong with it, but at the same time, I'm just like. Like their style of humor and I'm just like, whatever. Like it's inoffensive, but like, I don't know. It's also weird at the same time. Like just.
I mean, just as far as the DC movies go, it's definitely, it was upper level of the DC movies as far as entertainment goes. It was not good movie, but it's definitely entertaining for me. I liked it.
You know, what's weird for me is like that Shazam and like, I forget what else is going to be on Disney Plus soon.
Yes, Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman, yeah. Isn't that weird? That's weird for me. But, you know, because of the Hulu rights. But, all right. Lastly, Tony posted this nice cool little clip. X-Men 97 Episode 4, a little clip from it was released today. If you guys go online and check it out, I recommend it. If you're listening to this before watching the episode, it's a cool little clip of it. Looks awesome. Looks like maybe we're getting, like, Mike, I think you said Mojo, possibly.
Yeah.
But it... The classic, I got it like that. Yeah, like a game show.
The name of the guy, the character. Yeah.
They were just. It looked like they were just at like a VR cafe or something like that.
I thought they were in a game.
They're going to get sucked into his TV show world. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, and then for those not seeing the clip yet, it's like the classic X-Men arcade game. They like recreated that in the episode. One, yeah, the Konami. Yeah, so
the arcade. Yeah, the arcade.
Yeah, yeah. So it looks great, and they made it look awesome. And the sound effects were spot on. Great clip.
See, if they, and when I say they, I mean everybody involved, Disney, Marvel, Konami, whatever. Like, just like what they did with Turtles and Shredder's Revenge.
Oh, man.
If we got a new fucking X-Men game like that.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I got to pull out the Hawkeye clip and just be like, don't. Don't give me hope.
Absolutely. Yeah, exactly. I mean, the thing is, like, I'll get to it a little bit more in the Gamecast side, which I think we'll be going to shortly. But
yeah, surely.
The positive vibes I'm getting from X-Men 97 actually made me, download a mobile game, a fucking Marvel mobile game.
Oh, no. I'm just
like, I need to scratch this itch. And this, it's like something that's new, right? Like, I don't mind revisiting old stuff, but at the same time, I'm like, you know what? I'll be open-minded to new experiences and try it out. But I'll get into the...
Well, it's going to be wrapping up this movie cast. So let's wrap this up. Stay tuned to hear that next thought from Tony. He'll lead us off. But thanks for tuning into the movie cast, folks. Please stay tuned for the Gamecast if you haven't maybe watched that first. I don't know. But we're live on Twitch Tuesday nights. We're on YouTube. Please subscribe to both channels so you know when we go live. I'll see you on the Gamecast.